Pakistan has been contributing to United Nations peacekeeping since 1960, so it's been 57 years since we sent our first UN peacekeeping contingent to the Congo.
And you have more than 6,000 troops in active service, don't you?
We have currently now more than 6,000 troops in active service. Over the years, I think the number has now reached 180,000 troops that in the last 57 years have contributed. And it's been Pakistan's contribution to global peace and security. Particularly, most of our service has been in Africa. To stabilize Africa, I think, has been a great contribution that Pakistan's governments over the years have made, over the last six decades they have made. So we remain committed to the peace. We remain committed to helping our partner countries, particularly developing countries, to become peaceful and hopefully be more prosperous and to serve their citizens.
And what are the challenges that you hope this conference will help to deal with in terms of issues of peacekeeping reform and obviously gaps in terms of what's required to keep troops like yours safe?
Well, the gaps are primarily in coordination, and perhaps I think a better effort could be made in pooling competences of different countries, which are member states of the United Nations, to pool their competences. Some countries might have competence in certain, let's say, logistics. Some might have competence in equipment repair. Some, like Pakistan, may have competence in human resource. So I think the challenge is how to bring all these different competences together in order to have more effective peacekeeping operations. I think the 20th century model now needs to be updated, and also better communication of what the UN is doing globally in order to keep the peace, and also a larger discussion needs to take place on where and when to intervene in the changing global scenario. We are getting new challenges in the Middle East and how the UN could contribute. So these are some are larger questions, some are easily solvable logistical questions or coordination questions. But of course, challenges remain.
And what does peacekeeping reform mean to Pakistan as far as
you're concerned? It would mean that our troops are not only safer, they are able to do a better job wherever they are deployed. And of course, with the new information-based technologies coming up, I think a deeper integration of those into the peacekeeping operations, I think, will help our troops and help increase the overall effectiveness of UN operations.
So in a word, is this conference useful to achieving those ends?
I think it's tremendously useful. It's difficult to get so many ministers together in one place. So now that we are together, hopefully our discussion will lead to better understanding and a greater resolve to essentially deal with these issues vigorously in the years to come.